Hello there, Podcast Land. This episode of the Behind the Barricade podcast is sponsored by Podcast Texts. Podcasters, do you want to expand your podcast reach to 360 million, maybe even more people? Do you want to make your podcast searchable on Google, Yahoo, even Ask Jeeves? Then look no further than Podcast Texts. You can increase your podcast reach exponentially. You can also reach the deaf and hearing impaired. They can read your podcast. It's unbelievable the amount of ways Podcast Text can help you. Maybe you have a few links you'd like to include. Not a problem. You can include them thanks to Podcast Texts. Seem too good to be true? Visit PodcastTexts.com to create a more dynamic user experience for your audience today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast, and here are your hosts, John O'Connor and Daniel Tao.
What's up, Podcast Land? Happy Monday to you and yours. I'm in a very sing-songy mood. But anyways, welcome to Behind the Barricade podcast. My name is John O'Connor. Last time I checked, I'm doing this with Daniel Tao. And this is episode number 92 of this thing we call the podcast. Today, we are joined all the way on the other side of the country in a faraway land called San Francisco, California by Sam King. He's the lead singer of the punk rock band Get Dead. We talk about a lot of subjects, including golf, the Bouncing Souls and Andrew Jackson Jihad, who they're on tour with coming up in March, Kanye West, Taylor Swift, Sega, virtual reality, and a whole bunch of other crazy shit. It was awesome. Definitely check that out. It was a little bit of a long interview, but it was worth it. Just two guys that are seeing the younger generation pass them by with all this newfound technology. You know, we're not quite there with the, hey, you kids get off my lawn type of attitudes, but I think we're both close. But anyways, thank you guys so much for liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, whatever the hell else we're on. I really don't even know half the time, but thank you guys so much. It's really great. And yeah, let's get right into it. Here it is, episode number 92, myself with Sam King of Get Dead right now.
Hey, what's up, bud?
What's going on, man?
Fuck, dude. Figured it out. I'm a fucking genius. Yeah, I never really use a Skype that, like, not on the laptop. You know, I've never used it on the phone, and it's, like, a complete, like, different format or fucking whatever.
Oh, Jesus Christ. They never make things easy, do they?
No, they don't. And it's, like, just to, like, get it on my phone, I got to set up a fucking profile, and then they want a fucking password, and then they got all these rules and shit for making a password. Like, fuck, dude. Just let me make, like, what happened to just making a phone call, you know?
Exactly. But have to have one capital letter, one symbol, one, you know.
Yeah. Like, if everybody's doing that, you should just let me do whatever the fuck I want to do, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, we're here. You know, how was work, bud? You have a good day?
Long day. Just actually,
yeah, what do you
do? I actually work at a law school.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I guess.
Awesome. I'm a house painter, so.
You're a house painter. Oh, shit. That must be pretty grueling.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not bad. I used to work in I went to school for, like, business shit. I went to college, you know, and I worked in a I worked in the offices for a couple years, and it just wasn't fucking me. So now I got all this, like, you know, like $30,000 in college debt, and I'm a fucking house painter, and I'm like not doing marketing or advertising or what I went to school for, you know?
Yeah, but, that's one big scam right there.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like, I don't know, I'm way happier. It fits me better to like not be in an office like that. You know, I kind of like being fucking outside, or at least like, you know, like doing something where fucking you're there for a week and I can like step back and like look at the house and be like, oh shit, like that's completed, and then get to leave, you know?
Exactly. Like, instead of being in, instead of being in an office clicking around some numbers and, you know, you walk out,
exactly.
You're like, what did I just do?
Yeah, nothing. And no matter what you do, those fucking papers are going to be in that box every fucking day, you know?
Yeah, man.
There's nothing going. So, but yeah, I'm stoked. I don't know. I'm glad to be off work. That's for sure.
I hear you there, man. How are things in California? Are you in San Francisco?
I'm in San Jose. I'm a little, like an hour south of SF. It's good, man. It's been fucking, I don't know if like it's on the news out there, but like we've been in a crazy drought for fucking, you know, years.
I heard something about that, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's been raining for almost like fucking 2 months. And yesterday, San Jose, where I live, it's like, you know, a million people live here about. A bunch of parts of it started flooding and shit.
Oh, God.
Like, dams are about to fucking break, and it's pretty sketch. But today was super sunny, and we got a little break from the rain, so that was fucking cool.
Yeah, but, not bad. Yeah,
it's super fucking funny, too, because, like, we've had a drought for, like, 5 years. All these dams and reservoirs and shit have been empty, and they had all this time to like retrofit them and fucking fix them, and they did nothing.
Of course not.
And now, yeah, now that it's fucking getting to the top, they're like, oh, fucking everybody's in danger. And I don't know. It's funny how people are fucking reactive instead of fucking proactive.
Which is crazy because, you know, how can you procrastinate on something for 5 years and then just get whacked right in the ass with all this rain?
Ah, fuck. I don't know. I guess I've done, like, a lot of that in my own life. I haven't done taxes for 5 years. That's going to whack me in the ass.
Oh, my God.
I work under the table. I don't give a shit. Fuck them.
So what do you – you don't put anything down and they don't question or anything?
No, I work, like – I actually got like really fortunate. My the place that I work, my boss pays me under the table, and he owns the paint company, and he's like an ex pro snowboarder, so super rad guy. He's like one of my friends.
Oh, sweet.
But yeah, he pays me under the table. He lets me fucking go on tour for like months at a time, and then when I come back, I always have a fucking job, you know. So it's like I couldn't ask for anything better. As far as like how like my lifestyle is right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking hard. Like our bass player just had a kid. I just got married, but he just had a baby like, you know, a year and a half ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it trips me out that like he can go on tour for, you know, a month or two at a time. Like I think if I ever had a kid, I don't know if I could do that. That's kind of why I'm like holding off on kids, I think. You know, I miss my fucking dog. When I fucking leave and my lady too much, I couldn't imagine missing a fucking child.
You know? I know. A piece of you, man.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Holy
but,
shit.
Yeah, but it's cool. You know, I don't have to pay taxes. Getting paid under the table is pretty fucking cool. But, you know, on the flip side of that, like, I'm definitely not, you know, fucking putting any money towards, like, retirement or whatever money goes towards. You know what I mean? I'm pretty much going to hopefully just, like, die before I'm old enough to, like, need that money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hopefully it works out that way. But, I mean, then again, you know, what are we putting our money towards, like, for retirement? You know, everyone keeps saying Social Security is going to dry up. So by the time we hit that age, you know, it's going to be, what, another, like, 20, 30 years? And then what? What are we getting out of that?
Yeah, for sure. It's like you're not going to get anything out of it. I mean, it's probably going to be dried up way before we get there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And how pissed are you going to be when, you know, like, I look at my wife's paychecks, and it's fucking mind-boggling how much money they fucking take away from you.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know?
It's nuts.
It's fucking crazy. And I've been under the table for, like, you know, like almost 5 years, you know, so I totally forget the fucking – this sting of getting your paycheck, you know, every 2 weeks and then being like, these fuckers just took almost half of my shit.
Yeah.
And for what, you know?
Exactly.
Like, to pay fucking Trump's salary? Like, fuck that, dude.
Is he getting a salary? I heard he's not taking a dime or some shit, or a dollar or something.
Fucking fuck that guy. Who knows? Dude? Yeah, right. He's not taking a dime.
Well, that's what he said. Or is that fake news? I don't know.
Yeah, everything's fake news or fucking alternative facts. I don't know. It's so fucking funny, dude. You know, it's like the world's turned into that fucking movie Idiocracy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like legit like that. It's fucking comical. I try not to like get too involved in it because it'll drive you fucking crazy, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Knowing that you can get so worked up, but you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, for sure. And like you find yourself starting to get more like, I'm starting to get more just like cynical and jaded about shit. Like I know that people like need to like do their protests or whatever.
Yeah.
And fucking demonstrations or whatever. Like I'm not really knocking that, but you know, now, like, especially down in the Bay Area, there's so many of them, and it happens so much that you start getting fucking jaded. Like, you know, you're just trying to get to fucking work, and they're fucking, like, blocking the freeway and shit to protest Trump. It's like, you know, he's not going to go anywhere
exactly.
Because you're making me late for work. And I know it's, like, super shitty to say, like, you know, being in a punk rock band and shit, like, traditionally you're supposed to be really involved with that.
Uh-huh.
But it just, you know... Enough's enough sometimes. It's like, dude, fuck the right and fuck the left.
Exactly.
Like, fuck everyone. You know, it's, I don't know. I find it, they just had this thing here in fucking, in Berkeley. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, protesting Milo?
Yeah, that fucking dude. It's like, fuck that dude, no doubt, right?
Uh-huh.
But, like, Berkeley made a fucking conscious decision, like, the people at Berkeley.
Exactly, to book them.
To book them because of fucking their free speech or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And no, like, the crazy fucking people against him, like, shut it down, you know? And at some point, you, like, think, like, fuck, dude. Like, if you don't, it's exactly what they're doing, what they're against, like, what Trump's doing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you're not in line with the fucking, the crazy far right, they're just trying to squash it. But also, if you're not in line with the fucking crazy far left, they're trying to squash you. So they're both fucking fascists.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, why can't people just chill the fuck out?
Yeah, I mean,
that's my stance.
Exactly, and I 100% agree with you. There needs to be, like, another party. Like, how is it that, you know, anyone can be president if you meet the certain qualifications over 35 years old or whatever it was, born in this country, yet we come down to two candidates?
Dude, I don't they shot themselves in the foot with that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, the whole presidency is fucking crazy. And there definitely does need to be a different party, and there are different parties, but there's, like, no way they're going to let that fucking... And I don't know why I always say that. Like, there's no way they will let that happen. Like,
yeah.
It's us that are doing this shit.
No. It is they.
You know?
You got to think about it. You know, if it was us, I think we're both sick and tired. I think what was it, like 47% of people did not come out to vote in this last election? That's
yeah, but
something.
Fucking... But 80% of those fucking people are the same people blocking the fucking...
Yeah.
The fucking freeway for people trying to get to work and earn a living and shit,
yeah.
You know? Whether you agree with fucking the views of who's running this shit or not, it's just super frustrating and fucking jaded. I don't know how to like justify not being angry about it as much as I want to just be able to fucking let it go, you
yeah.
know?
Not
let it affect me. My fucking yeah. My wife straight cried. When they were fucking, Obama was doing like his final speech or whatever. And like, I was filming her cause I was like, fuck dude. She's like, you know, it's kind of a dick move, but I'm like, babe, why are you fucking crying? You know, because Obama's leaving or because fucking Trump's going to be our president. And she's just started bawling. She's like, fucking both, you know?
Hey man, that's like, YouTube gold right
shit.
There.
Yeah. she would have killed me. I think I did put her on Instagram though. She's pretty pissed, but.
I mean, look, if we're in a society where the Cash Me Outside girl gets famous, that could get famous. Come on now.
Yeah, first, dude, that's super funny. I'm with one of my good friends, fucking Ty, right now, and we got home from work, and he's not like a big TV guy. We got home early from work over to my house, and that fucking episode of Cash Me Outside was on, like legit on. Like we saw that shit live, you know what I mean? And he fucking smoked some weed on the couch, and he straight got up and fucking left my house. I couldn't take this shit. And now she's, like, famous.
Yeah, how? Why? Oh, my God. It's outstanding.
Dude, and what's even fucking crazier is that fucking little girl's 13 years old.
Yeah.
you know, it's like, and like for them to be putting her on these talk shows and like the radio shows and like interviewing her and like hyping her up is like just as a society, that's super irresponsible and fucked up, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I see pictures of myself when I was 13, like skate rat with a fucking like green halo haircut, and I'm super embarrassed.
Hell
I can't
yeah.
even imagine if fucking somebody filmed me every day, you know?
Hey. Mother of God. And it comes out to poor parenting. I mean, look at the parent. I think it was that episode where the parent brought the daughter on because she was like being a wild and crazy kid or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And now she's basically making bank off of her daughter that she somewhat hated.
Yeah, and like you've seen the footage and shit. Like her mom's with her and shit. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? Like walking around like straight, like smiling at the camera, like, oh, we're gonna have a fucking appearance over here, so you know, keep fucking stay tuned to our miserable fucking life. Now fuck that lady. It's so fucked up, man.
Yeah, no, she's trying to pull off a Chris Kardashian.
Oh, dude, this shit.
Dude, she's a pimp.
Oh my God. Yeah,
She's really a
she
pimp.
pimped her whole fucking family out.
Hell yeah. I mean, good for her and smart on her, but.
I still fucking, I still like trip out on the Kris Jenner thing. Like, I still can't like wrap my head around like if that's real or not, because they're so fucking hungry for publicity and shit.
Yeah.
Like it, I wouldn't put it past them if that was all fucking fake, you know,
Yeah,
like everything.
I do agree with you in some parts, but I mean, he did or she did really go all in with
Oh
all of
yeah,
this,
for
yeah.
sure. I mean, yeah, it's. I mean, for sure, it's 100% legit, you
Yeah.
know, but like the fact of the matter is, it could not be, you know, because of just how they are.
The one thing that kind of makes me question things is, did Kim really get held up in her Paris hotel room? You heard that story, right?
Yeah. I'm, you know, I don't fucking, you know, probably, you know, but I mean, you would think that her security would be so fucking crazy that that couldn't happen.
Exactly.
You know, like you're in a fucking a super fucking nice hotel in Paris, where fucking security in Paris is already at like level fucking 11.
Yeah.
You know, and then they know that she's there, so they're gonna ramp up security. And some people just straight infiltrated all of that, got up in her room and fucking tied her up. I don't know.
Exactly.
That's pretty hectic and shit.
Hell yeah. It's just like the Mortal Kombat tournaments where you start off from the bottom, and next thing you know, you get up right out to the top against Raiden, and you're like, all right, I made it here.
Yeah, there's a you. Yeah, are you on Instagram?
Yeah, we are.
There's a guy fucking that makes shirts out of LA. His fucking company's called Meth Syndicate,
Okay.
like Crystal Meth Syndicate. He makes some rad shit. I got like a Taylor Swift shirt off of him with like an upside down cross on her forehead, and it says fucking like Swift, neighbor of the beast, number of the beast, or whatever. He makes just funny shit. But
That's
he had a
awesome.
fucking he has a his cat. He has one of those like fucking like carpet cat fucking towers, and on the side of it he has the fucking Mortal Kombat fucking thing all the way up it, and then his cat's at the top. It's pretty fucking funny.
Oh, that's solid.
Yeah.
Speaking of t-shirts, man, I see your nice Trump t-shirt on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah, we just fucking we just got that done. Our friend fucking in Europe hooked us up with that little graphic, and we were pretty fucking stoked on it. It's the fucking the hell to pay fucking
I
graphic.
see where I see what you did there. Now, here's the thing, like looking into it, and I'm not too sure if this is real. Does it look like there's a swastika patch on his left arm? I know it's part of the cross, the flag in the background, but I see some like black lines. I'm not too sure if that's supposed to be
Yeah,
there.
it's like a small like nod to it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure, but without like fucking going fucking all in on it.
Yeah.
Because even like putting it on him and shit, we don't try to like support that kind of shit, you
No,
know.
no, no.
Like even putting tension on it, but yeah, man, we're pretty stoked on it. We just like pre-sales of it, and we're gonna be super stoked to get that out in the world and have people wear it. It's we try to like, you know, if you've ever heard our music and shit, like we aren't like a political punk band
Yeah,
by
yeah.
any stretch of the imagination, but like, you know, so we want, I mean, obviously the shit's fucked up, so we wanted to be able to like, you know, we fucking tour like, you know, out of the country a lot, and it's like we need to just, like, at least let people know that we're not down with, like, what's going on. It's fucked up, you know?
Exactly. Which I think most Americans aren't down with, like, the current establishment. Yes, I know that the majority did vote for Hillary, but, like, half the people voted for Trump. I get all that. But there's a certain... It's basically you're choosing the less of two evils in that whole election.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just fucking... They totally fucked up by, like, putting her above fucking Bernie, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's, I think that they could have totally gotten the vote swung the other way. She's just a fucking crooked person. If she would have become president, I would have been bummed on that too, you know?
Exactly. I mean, there wouldn't be that many protests or anything, but, you know, people would still be pissed off about that whole thing.
But yeah, hey, 1 second.
What's yeah.
That? Oh, okay. Oh, never mind. Sorry. My
buddy. All good, man.
We're Thursday nights, me and all the boys, we meet up and we go golfing to the driving range.
Oh, nice, man.
And then fucking drink beer and have, like, a little putting tournament and shit. It's our little Thursday night fucking get down. It's pretty fun.
That's awesome, man. That is fucking awesome. Do you have your own driver?
That's funny you should say that. I did. I let my fucking friend Grio in San Francisco use it, and he's had it for fucking a month and a half, and I keep trying to get it back. So, no, at the moment, I don't have a driver. That's a sore subject, man.
Oh, Jesus. Now you have to go with the stock drivers? Yeah,
just, oh. Yeah. You golf?
I do not. I do go to the driving range, though.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's super fucking fun. I got Fat Mike fucking got me into golfing.
Really?
Yeah, he sent me to this thing called the MGA, the Mediocre Golf Association. And it's like, it's you can, like, check it out on, like, mgatour.com. There's, like, a little, like, intro video and shit.
Yeah.
But it's for people that, like going to golf, but you're not good enough. So, you know, like, instead of like, the bad players being penalized for strokes, like they take the handicap and the best players, whatever your handicap is, gets added to your score.
Oh, shit.
So it makes everybody on the same level, you know? So, and it's super fucking fun. And, like, it's just, you know, fucking people show up with, like, you know, beers, and they do, like, a worldwide tournament at the end of the year in Vegas. And it's pretty fucking cool, man.
Wow.
And I got into that about a year ago, and I don't know. I'm like, I'm a skater and shit, and never thought that I'd be, like, as into golf as I am. But it's pretty fucking fun, man.
Yeah. Wearing a nice white polo shirt. You have goofy pants on.
Oh, for sure.
Hell yeah.
For sure. You gotta put. I got pink shorts that I fucking rock. Cause
there
why
we
not?
Go.
Fuck it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I'm,
like the
I'm
one.
I'm comfortable.
Hell yeah. That's like the one place you could go where you could look like a total doofus, and yet everyone would be like, "Oh wow, that's a great outfit."
Dude, fucking for sure. You got where are you located at? You guys are in New York?
We're in New Jersey. We're, like, right outside New York City. We're about maybe 15 minutes out.
Oh shit! I've got fucking. You sound like you got, like, a kind of like a Boston accent.
Boston, my, wow.
Yeah, fucking, just because my wife's from Boston, so, like, her, we go back there a lot, and you sound like one of her fucking really good friends.
No, I
guess it's just the East Coast.
I guess so, you know, I'm not down with the fucking Sox, eh?
Oh, but. Shit, shots fired.
Nah, yeah. I mean, I don't mind Boston sports, you know, I despise most New York teams, like, I hate the Yankees, hate the Rangers. You know, stuff like that. But, you know, I like to see Boston win once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have fucking New Jersey Devils?
I am a Devils fan, yeah.
Awesome. I'm San Jose Sharks, man.
Nice, man. Nice.
Been fucking getting my heart broken since the fucking 90s.
Yeah, that's about the same as Devils.
Yep.
Jesus. Awesome. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Are you into MLS at all with the Earthquakes?
I've been to maybe like six games or something. One of our really good friends who fucking passed, he was super into it. He would, like, travel with the ultra team and shit, you know, and, like, go to other fucking spots. And I went to some fucking games with his, and it was pretty fucking awesome. But I don't really have the attention span, I guess, for fucking soccer, you know.
Well, that's the best part. It's like baseball. Nothing really happens until, like, one little moment. So you can just go hang out with your friends, drink a little beer. You know, you have fun with all that.
Yeah, for sure. A little. Yeah, right. Lots.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have 90 minutes. Go.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, no, it's super fun. Like I like the fucking culture and shit that goes with it. It's just I just kind of slacked on being a fan. But apparently we got a pretty good fucking team with the Earthquakes.
Yeah, pretty solid.
And they got some when Beckham was with the Galaxy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The game that I went to and shit, they have like full fucking chants just directed directly at Beckham.
Of course,
that were pretty amazing. Like to the point where they stopped the game and like you know because it was getting fucking
oh Jesus,
like the slurs were getting pretty fucking bad where they had to like get on a megaphone and be like, if this keeps up, we're gonna stop the fucking game.
Oh, God. Yeah, both Dan, who I do this podcast with, is now with us right now. Both him and I have Red Bull season tickets, so formerly the Metro Stars. So I'm actually in the supporter section, the crazy-ass section. And some of the chants over there, like I'd say a good maybe 50% of them are in Spanish. But like I looked up exactly what I'm saying during these chants. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, straight up. When I went with Drew, they were in the supporter section. Like you didn't sit down the whole fucking game.
Nope. Yeah.
You know, and it's like, and it's awesome. You know, but yeah, some of the chants were like, were super fucking gnarly.
Yeah.
But you know, I guess you gotta do what you gotta do.
I guess so. I mean, I think that's like one of the only sports where you can get an entire stadium to chant the word "Buta."
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Or just like like straight. Crazy like fucking like homophobic fucking slurs and shit.
Yeah.
You got like a fucking like 8-year-old little kid like with a smile on it like screaming, you know. Like fucking so rugged.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like one chant that the Red Bulls supporters do, but the ending is like, you know, if the goalie, I think it was like Billy Bush at the time of another team, it was like, and the ending was, and Billy Bush is a fucking pedophile. It's like, what the fuck are you chanting?
Yeah, you're bringing fucking pedophilia into it for sure. That's pretty fucking amazing, man.
Oh yeah, man, hell yeah. But speaking of New Jersey, you're going to be doing a little bit of touring with a popular New Jersey band called the Bouncing Souls.
Yes, sir, man. We're super psyched on that. I think that's coming up. It's like in a couple weeks.
Yeah. March 16th is your first date in Santa Ana, California at the Observatory. Also with you is AJJ, also known as Andrew Jackson Jihad, which I still think changing the name was kind of a dumb move, but I understand why.
I don't – I wasn't familiar – I'm not familiar with AJJ at all. I haven't – like I finally like, you know, when we got put on – to the tour, I'd never heard him before, but what's with the name change? What's that about?
The whole jihad thing kind of turned a lot of people off, so they basically just said, you know what, we're going to change it to AJJ. I mean, all their fans knew it, and all the people that didn't really know are like, what the hell is AJJ? And they look it up, they're like, oh yeah, I remember this band. But
oh, okay, so it's a full band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like super confused with it, yeah, because the stuff I heard sounded like a solo acoustic project.
No.
Okay, awesome. That's fucking great, man. Yeah, we're super psyched on that. It's I think it's like a nine day tour, and it's really cool that we're playing in San Francisco at Slim's. We're doing two nights in a row there, back to back, and that's the only time on the tour that we're doing that. And it's fucking awesome because you know, it's our hometown, and you know, you get to sleep at home when that happens.
Oh yeah,
because we're right in the Bay Area, so that's always a fucking treat. And we get to get all our friends in and fucking have a great fucking time, you know?
Hell yeah. Plus, you have a nice solo show in Vegas, man.
Yeah, man. Fuck, Beauty Bar's off the hook. Always a good fucking time out there. Vegas is always a good time.
Oh, yeah. I love Vegas, man.
Yeah, I can't. We're not playing punk rock bowling this year. And, you know, me and my wife were talking about going. And then we're just, you know, I just, like, we have our sister's wedding in Boston coming up and, like, July, so we're like saving up money for that, you know, and
yeah,
like the tours that we're doing. I'm like, fuck, I don't know if I can swing it. Because have you been to punk rock bowling?
I have not, no.
Oh, it's just like, well, the one in Vegas is, you know, it's just so much fucking fun, but it's expensive, you know? It's like 4 days of 24-hour fucking partying, you know?
Yeah.
You can rack up like $1,000 debt real fucking quick.
Oh, easily, yeah.
And it's just, you know, and especially you see all your friends and people from around the country and the world that you don't get to see all the time. And everyone's just on, you know, at 110%, just raging.
Hell yeah.
So they're doing it in New Jersey now, aren't they? Punk Rock Bowling.
Yeah, and NoFX is headlining.
Oh, sick!
I think NoFX and the Specials are headlining. So.
Oh, the Specials, sick.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool. They got them to come out and do it.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Where do they do that at?
It's in the Stone Pony. It's a legendary venue right next to the Jersey Shore, or on the Jersey Shore, whatever you want to call it.
They have two
stages. They have like an outdoor stage which holds about maybe like 3,000 or something like that. Like band like Leonard Skinner plays there every year. You know.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Yeah, so
we were just out there. It was our first time in New Jersey, I think a year ago or a couple years ago, and uh-huh. we went down to the Jersey Shore. What's the name of that that venue that everyone plays? It's like right across the street from the Jersey Shore.
Is it the Pony?
I don't know.
Where it's a block away from the beach. There's a boardwalk there.
Yeah, exactly. It's right behind the boardwalk, like almost like directly across the street. I don't think it's the Pony. It's like a club. That's like right there. It's like. Fuck, I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, you have Asbury Lanes, you have the Saints.
Asbury Lanes.
Asbury Lanes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a bowling alley.
A lot of people play there when they go through.
It's a small little place. Like you can see like Vinnie Carano of like the movie Life do a solo thing there. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's a pretty cool spot.
Awesome. Oh, so and that's probably where they're doing the bowling, right?
Yeah. I think maybe the actual bowling is being done there. I think it's only a couple blocks away from the Pony, but.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so there's like two stages or something like that. They have the outdoor stage, which I said holds about like 3,000. The indoor stage is about like maybe 8 to 1,200 or something like that. Like Newfound Glory is playing the indoor stage like two times on this next tour, so gives you some sort of idea.
Sweet, yeah. I just saw on Instagram or something that Newfound Glory is working on some new stuff.
Yeah, man, another
new
album.
On a new album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that's awesome, a band man. That just does not quit.
Yeah, and that's cool, man. It's fucking. I love seeing that. Like the people that just constantly just keep putting stuff out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it's pretty fucking rad.
Yeah, I mean, look,
I've never got to see them play live yet, but
they're really good. Sound just like the record, and the intensity is through the roof.
Oh, fucking rad, man.
Yeah, man. Good times.
1 second.
Yeah, not a problem. Uh-oh, someone's congested.
Yes. Yeah, a little congested. Sorry about that.
Yeah, all good, man. Look, we had way worse on this podcast, so this is not even...
Oh, I'm sure. Just had to clear my beak for a second.
Yeah.
Gotta get ready for that golf.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Shit. Also, congratulations. I'm on your Facebook page. You just broke 10,000 likes. I don't know...
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're...
I don't get the fucking... I don't do the Facebook thing, so I miss all the Facebooking stuff.
Yeah.
I check out our Instagram stuff, but I'm not a big the social media shit, like obviously it's like a tool you can't go without, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
You gotta have it in this day and age, but like for like personal use and stuff, I just can't. The Facebook stuff kind of started wearing thin on me. You know, like people, I mean, everybody gets it, and it annoys everybody, you know, like when people put on there, like, I've lost my faith in humanity, or like, just like fishing for somebody to go, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? You know what I mean? Like people have put up like daily affirmations their, like, I don't know, man, it's oversharing and it fucks me up. I don't like, it bothers the shit out of me.
Well, it's basically people that, you know, their lives aren't that interesting at all. It's like, it went to the shore with my favorites. It's like, all right, that's your point.
Yeah, for sure. Or fucking, yeah, here's a picture of my fucking cheeseburger. I'm all alone. Like, oh, fucking done. Yeah. But that's cool. 10,000 likes. Fuck.
Yeah, man. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't, a lot of bands don't get up to 10,000.
Well, fuck, man. Maybe we're going to fucking have a beer and celebrate for that tonight.
Absolutely.
There we go, dude.
and too bad it means nothing.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. You don't get fucking anything for it. Dude, I was reading an article about, on like, you know, plays on YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know that something about like that guy, you know, the pop singer Pharrell.
Yeah.
From the Neptunes. You know, he had that song, I'm Happy.
Yeah.
That, you know, a big ass hit. had like millions of fucking views on and listens on fucking YouTube, obviously. And because that's like some people, that's all how they listen to all their music, you know?
Yeah, and he only made like a couple thousand.
Yeah, he made fucking like $3,500 or something like that for like fucking like 9-10 million hits. It's insane how they fucking get away with that shit.
Yeah, same thing with Spotify. Spotify's the worst.
Yeah. Oh, Spotify is the fucking worst. Does fucking, I think that Bandcamp and shit does that too, right? All of them do it. All digital fucking places.
Yeah, I think Bandcamp's a little better though when it comes to paying out.
Yeah, going out. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's fucking crazy. That was, who was it? I think it was Taylor Swift or something was like one of the first people to like take their music off of one of those platforms until they started paying artists.
Yeah, so she basically went and took everything off of Spotify and then signed exclusivity with Apple. I'm like, yeah, that's not that much better.
Yeah, exactly, right? But I'm sure that Apple paid her a pretty fucking penny to do that.
Oh, absolutely, like, yeah. She,
you know, so, yeah, I don't know. It's so fucking crazy being in the, we were, people in our band were talking about that. I was like, fuck, man, it must have been super rad to be a punk band in like the fucking early 90s and 80s, you know?
Yeah.
Especially the early 90s when like the market was so big and people were actually selling all these records and like you were getting fucking tour buses and, you know, it was like being in a fucking hair band in the 80s, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And like now, it's like now to make fucking money as a musician, like you have to fucking tour.
Yeah.
Like to make like viable cash, you know? Well, first of all, if you care about fucking making a decent living and fucking money, you know, unless you're like the top 1% of punk bands, you probably shouldn't be in punk rock if you're looking for fucking cash because it's not fucking there, you know?
Oh, hell no.
But like, it's fucking crazy how much of a grind you have to fucking do if you want to like actually earn a living to be able to fucking eat and pay rent and shit like that, you know?
Exactly, man.
They're talking to kids from the Paris, like when they first got signed on to Fat, they fucking toured like, you know, like 400 and something days in a row.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane, and it's still going. Those kids are fucking beasts.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you have to do. I mean, and now even labels are doing, like, those 360 deals, which really screw you over on touring. So that's really a no-win situation.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the thing. You've got to, like, the best way to make money and spread your music is fucking touring and covering as much ground as you can and selling fucking records hand to hand, you know?
Exactly.
That's like one of the only ways that you're ever going to see a fucking profit.
I hear you there. Actually, I got a question for you about that. What do you feel about, how do you feel about like the VIP packages that some bands do for like $50? You get to meet us before the show, get an autograph, a selfie, and a whole bunch of other things.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've seen it in action. Like when we're on tour with Less Than Jake, they do that, you know?
Yeah.
Because they've got like diehard fucking fans that have like Less Than Jake fucking tattoos. And,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
exactly.
I mean, they're Less Than Jake like are a part of fucking like people's, you know, childhood and lives, you know? They've been around and they're a great band. And they did that. And when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, that's kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're just like profiting off of this, but it's not weird really when you think about it, you know? If fucking somebody wants to pay that to be able to fucking get a flick with you and like, you know, have some one-on-one and shit, like more power to you, you know?
Yeah.
It's just fucking, I guess to each his own. Like personally, I would never pay $50 to go fucking drink a beer fucking before a show with a band and like take an awkward picture with them, you know? But you know, if that's your thing, fucking go for it.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah, the reason I ask is, like, I see a whole bunch of people that are against bands doing this. It's like, for example, I think it was the band We the Kings are charging, like, $50 for people after the show to come up with them and take a picture with them. And I think that was it. I was like, all right, I understand $50 is a little steep just to take a dumb selfie with a random band that you're not going to care about in 2 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you were getting,
at that level, I mean, like, so, like, when I saw it, like when I said like the Less Than Jake shit, like that package was like, you know, VIP tickets. You got to show up before doors opened. You got to go back there for like a half hour, drink beers in a fucking like a room, like kind of like a little meet and greet, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And then like catch some sound check, and then you get to fucking, and you know, like get first on fucking merch, and like, you know, if it's a sold out show, you're obviously getting like like prime position of where you want to watch the show and shit. Like all that is kind of like that has a value to it. Now when you pull some shit like yo, fucking kind of like trick people like, hey, we're gonna do that kind of stuff, but then you show up and they just like throw you in front of some whack ass fucking backdrop, you know what I mean? And then snap a flick and then tell you to go and it's hell of like coarse and, you know, unpersonal, then yeah, that's kind of predatory and super fucking lame.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
I saw Ghostface Killer once in Petaluma, which is in the North Bay here in California.
Yeah.
And he did the same shit. He only played like 5 songs. Tickets to the show were like $40.
Of course.
He played 5 fucking songs and then he had like a airbrushed backdrop with an Impala. And then for $25 you could go on stage and get a fucking Polaroid picture with him.
Oh God.
So now like 40, 50, now you spent $65 to see him play 5 songs and get a fucking a Polaroid in front of a fucking whack Impala. Like, that's super lame.
Yeah. And the sick part is people are willing to pay it too. I think for, I want to say it was Justin Bieber who charged like, I think $1,000 for that, just for that same thing that you just said. Like you go in front of a backdrop, you basically maybe get to touch him, I don't know. And then you get whisked away by security.
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of like the Christmas story when he goes to fucking see Santa and shit. You know what I mean? And Santa just puts his fucking boot on your head and tells you to get lost. No, I got to be right here. Thank you.
There you go.
But
cheers.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, that's it's hard, man. Things are so much fucking like crazy different with like the music industry and how shit fucking works that it's hard to tell like what's, you know what I mean? Like what's acceptable and what's not acceptable.
Yeah.
It's all like super personal preference of what the individual thinks is fucking lame or not, you know?
I hear you there, man.
Like I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't fucking pay extra money to go like awkwardly shake someone's hand. And just even being in that position, if you think about it, like whatever band that you just said, fucking We Are Kings or something. What are
We The Kings, yeah.
All right, so are they like a major label band?
They used to be. They had that one song, Check Yes Juliet, like back going like 10 years. So they're on like a 10-year anniversary of that one album that did all right.
Okay, so like when that kind of shit sets up, you got to wonder too, like that's definitely the label setting that shit up. You know what I mean? And those people, like they probably don't even get the money. So now it's even super weird if you're being like kind of forced and told to do that. How awkward would that meeting be with those fucking fans? You know, you're like, oh, dude, I don't want to talk to this fucking guy.
Yeah, really.
Just like punishers every night.
Yeah, and especially like when you do songs for like, you know, little 12, 13-year-old teeny boppers. And, you know, they're just there trying to hug you and take a selfie with you and just talk your ear off. And you're like a 35-year-old guy or however old that they are. I have no idea.
Super inappropriate.
Yeah. And you're just like, what the hell, man? What did my life come to? Like 10 years ago, I'd have like their mothers on me. And next thing you know, I'm having their daughters. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, because their moms fucking like totally turned them on to the fucking music when they were fucking younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy fucking shit. I'm glad I don't have that problem. I mean, I guess it'd be a good problem to have, but I don't know. I'm like totally not a, I'm not like, you know, I don't have like social anxiety or anything.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, I super like fucking like cringe at shit like that. Like if I was put in that situation, I totally act weird because it's just super forced and like not genuine, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just fucking, that whole thing fucking is weird. It the whole scene is just so fucking bizarre right now, I guess.
Well, it's in a transition, but no one knows what they're transitioning to.
Yeah, you know, it's like this, it's fucking, I think I see a lot of fucking bands, like, when we tour with, like, random bands and stuff that, like, you just kind of, you know, get mixed in to fucking play with and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the opening bands in other fucking cities and shit like that are totally coming into it with this mindset of like the band being a business.
Yeah.
You know, like they've got one album out, but they have fucking like 30 fucking shirts and fucking, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
It's just like that just kind of bums me out if that's the way that, you know, the scene or whatever the fucking scene is, whatever that fucking means too right now, you know?
Exactly.
But it's like these kids are getting into it and it's like, oh, you have to go by this model and fucking get It's kind of like being a skateboarder now. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not doing a fucking 360 flip down 10 stairs the first month you're skating, like, just stop, you know?
Yeah.
Where back in, like, when we started skating, like, just, like, ollieing up a curb was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, I don't know.
And it's a weird. It's all about what you can do now. It's like you have to beat out the next person. So, like, even take skating. You know, if you're not doing, like you said, a 360 flip within a month, you're nothing. Because someone in 2 months is doing, like, a 900 downstairs. Don't ask me how the hell that's possible. But
yeah, and, well, fuck, you know what's fucked up is somebody probably has done it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, back in, even like, with music or fucking skateboarding or anything else. Like, back in the day, like, you know, you'd have to wait for Thrasher to come out and, like, flip through the fucking magazine or, like, 411 fucking video magazine. But you'd have to still wait for, like, a month to, like, see the new shit. Now with fucking YouTube and fucking everything is just so fucking now, you know, you're watching the fucking progression in real time. And if you take a break for, you know, a fucking split second, you just get fucking left in the dust, you know? Like, you just constantly have this pressure of having to try to fucking stay on top of it and stay current. And I think that's where the scene gets kind of lame. It's like everybody's just fucking trying to either one-up each other or, you know, they feel like they're fucking falling behind and they're trying to prove something constantly.
Exactly.
Versus everybody, like, working towards one common goal and just trying to make a fucking, you know, like, just trying to have a good party.
Yeah.
Just having to, like, just put a show together just so fucking everyone can play music together and just fucking rage and have a good time and no fucking fights break out and everything's cool versus, you know, you run into fucking bands that you don't know backstage and everybody's just like too cool for school and fucking, you know?
Yeah. Oh God, you're just the opener. Yeah. Don't even talk to me. I'm main support.
Exactly. Yeah, shit.
I've
like
seen
that,
it.
You know? Oh, fucking A, dude. You see fucking the craziest shit. We fucking played in LA and have had like, I've seen a girl fucking straight ask a guy at a bar, no shit, like, what do you drive? You know? like, I thought that was shit, like, for the movies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's real shit happening in these streets right now.
Yeah, I got my Firebird out back. You want to take a ride?
Yeah. Got a fucking Renault.
But yeah, man. And you know what? I think we have to partially blame stand-up comedy for all this now thing, and I'll tell you why. Like, you're familiar with the comic Louis C.K., right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. He went through, like, a time period where he just put out special after special after special. Like, he did an hour after an hour and kept putting them out, like, every, like, 6 months. And then most comics had to keep up with that because, you know, everyone thought that was the norm.
He's going to do it.
Yeah. Yep. So now you see bands doing this, and I think within maybe like 5 years, you're going to have a band put out a song a week just to keep up with things until they crash and burn.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you like back before I was doing punk rock, like when I was in my, you know, like late teens, early 20s, I was doing hip hop. And the whole process of that is like way different. Like we would fucking get together and like, you know, make 4 or 5 songs a night.
Yeah. But
you know,
could
like fucking, but you could because you could fucking, you can do it and fucking record it and fucking press it and it's fucking done. You know what I mean? With fucking punk rock, it's a little fucking different. But there were fucking hip hop bands like the Living Legends, back in the fucking the late '90s, early fucking 2000s. They all lived together in like a fucking warehouse, I think down in LA or somewhere, somewhere like that, and they all had their own fucking room. And they were all making albums, and all of them were sitting on, like, fucking 4 or 5 albums at a time. And then they were strategically just fucking, you know, one would release one would release another one. Then they'd release one together, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, this constant, you know, it's fucking production. And if you've got that creativity and that flow to be able to, you know, constantly be producing, like how you were saying, like, Newfound Glory, they just keep going, you know? It's like, if you can do that, I think that that's something like the raddest shit with fucking music is like, if you can still constantly keep that creativity going and fucking come up with fresh shit all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
And not only more fresh, not only fresh shit, but solid shit. Like, I'm not talking about like these mumbling hip hop artists we have these days. You're like, wait, why are they even popular? Like, Future should not be popular whatsoever.
Dude, I just talking about this with some dude at work that always plays Future. The guy is a fucking, like, all it is auto-tune. Yeah. It makes no fucking sense. There's, like, nothing is fucking good about it. Fuck that shit, you know? But then, like, dope shit, like, I don't know if you ever heard of POS?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Awesome. Fucking guy slays, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, runs fucking circles around anybody on the fucking radio right now. But, like, people just want their shit super dumbed down, you know?
Yeah. And then you have another guy like Immortal Technique, who's been in the game since, like, the mid-90s, and he still hasn't gotten his due yet.
Yeah, same with, like, fucking Tech N9ne.
Yeah,
like,
dude, Tech N9ne's fucking nuts.
Yeah, here in the city, I mean, he gets his prop, like, E40, you know what I mean? Everybody knows who E40 is, and, like, you know, the hyphy movement and all that. It didn't take off, but, I mean, E40's been doing this shit since the fucking late 80s, and every fucking album he has is fucking solid and killer and creative, and, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm in the middle of downtown San Jose, and a fucking raccoon just ran across the street.
Jesus Christ. Crazy. It's like, what, 650 over there?
Yeah, well, it's that was super bizarre. Sorry.
Is that an omen?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, dude, it's fucking, I mean, that's how it's always been, though. I trip out on that about, you know, you hear shit that came out in, like, the fucking whatever, name any fucking decade of music, you know, 80s, 50s, whatever.
Yeah.
All the shit that we hear now, like, you weren't around that fucking time period, is all just, like, pop music, you know, that made it.
Yeah.
You know, that, like, kept going. Like, what was the underground shit in the fucking 50s, you know?
Who knows?
Like, that kind of shit fucking, like, intrigues me. Like, in fucking, you know, in 40 years, will people even, like, know about Tribe Called Quest or The Far Side or, you know?
Yeah, probably not.
Or, like, yeah, because it just gets, like kind of written out of history, you know?
Yeah.
But hopefully not.
But then again, you'll have a guy like Kanye that everyone's going to know for decades to come. And no disrespect to him. Like, you could hate his character or not, but this guy's a machine. Like, he keeps innovating himself, and I have to respect him for that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at 110%, Kanye is a fucking fool.
Yeah.
Like, he's a self-absorbed, narcissistic, fucking insane person.
It might be a character, though.
Yeah, it could be. He could be fucking just straight genius, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't hate on Kanye. There's no fucking way. The shit he did. Even, who was I fucking, I listened to some interview the other fucking day where the guy, like, compared Kanye to, like, Stevie Wonder. Like, Stevie Wonder's fucking early shit was just, like, fire. You know?
Yeah.
And then, like, towards the 80s, he started making, like, I Just Called to Say I Love You and, like, these really cheesy songs. But no matter what Stevie did, he was still fucking Stevie Wonder.
Exactly.
Like, he still came fucking correct all those other years. So, like, he can do no wrong. That's how Kanye is.
Yeah.
Like, 808 and Heartbreaks was fucking phenomenal.
Amazing album. Well, probably my favorite, like, from him.
Yeah. Like, he made those beats. He fucking, the rhymes were legit. Like, that. Like, whatever he does, like, you can never take that away from that dude.
No. I mean, I think the only dud he had was the latest one, The Life of Pablo. I still can't get into it. Like, I respect Yeezus, like, the album, not actually him.
Yeah.
But, you know, my big Black Beautiful Fantasy, whatever that one was, amazing. It was a nice, great story. 808s, you had Late Registration, you had College Dropout. All of them were great. But it seems like Kanye is trying to outdo Kanye. And that's something you just can't do.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, that latest album too, I can't fucking get in. It seems like compared to, like, his other efforts that were really, like, really well done, like, conceptually, you know?
Yeah.
This one feels like he was just too scattered. I mean, look at, like, that's why it might not be an act. Because look at his life in the past, like, couple of years. It's just, like, all over the place. And that's what that album feels like to me. You know?
Absolutely.
Like, and that's where music comes from, is, like, where you're at personally and, like, how you're fucking doing and shit. And, you know, if your fucking shit is all across the board, that's what you're going to have to produce, you know?
Yeah. But craziness. that's
straight
the world we're
talking about fucking Kanye on the punk rock fucking radio station. Yes.
Goddamn right.
Awesome.
I mean, hell, we have guests of all types. I mean, you know, we have punk bands like you. We have hardcore bands. We got, you know, metalcore. We have a few hip hop artists. We had one who's actually on Nick Cannon's Wild and Out right now.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to take any credit for that, but you know, she was on our show before.
You guys totally broke him, dude.
There we go. You said it. I didn't.
I'll say it. You can quote me on that.
Hell yeah. But, I mean, that's what I love. I mean, I love doing this. I love talking to different forms of life, different, you know, acts. And it's crazy that I actually have a voice in 2017, where if you would have told me I would have been doing this, you know, 5 years ago, I'd have been like, yeah, okay, whatever. That just sounds weird. Who the hell would actually come on my show?
Yeah, awesome. It's like the, I don't know, I'm super psyched on, you know, people like you that have these fucking types of shows and these fucking platforms, and they keep fucking, you know, pushing shit out. I had a friend that started a podcast or whatever, and he did it for a couple months and then just stopped. And I was like, why'd you stop doing that? You know? And he's like, well, there's just so many of them. I'm like, dude, that's the wackest excuse I've ever fucking heard of why not to do something, you know?
Yeah.
If everybody fucking did that, we'd have no good content out there.
Exactly. You know?
Like, it's like fucking underground do-it-yourself shit is like what like makes the scene and fucking all of this worthwhile, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's what perpetuates it all, and it's fucking cheers to you guys for fucking doing it.
Hell yeah, and thanks to your friend for giving up, because we probably took his fans.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Hey,
he's
cool,
still in whack anyway. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, same thing with podcasts, same thing with bands. You know, the good ones are going to last. And we've been going with this for the last, like, 2 years now. We've been interviewing everyone. And we got huge bands like My Chemical Romance, Breaking Benjamin, Trivium. We actually had a guy from Big Time Rush. I don't know if you ever heard of that boy band.
No.
Yeah.
Actually not.
Yeah. But anyways, like, we've gotten so many great acts. It's just we're finding ways to make money with this. And once that happens, you know, we could put out more episodes. I think you're like the maybe fourth or fifth podcast I've done this week.
Oh, fuck yeah. Killing it then.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. And it goes, how do you guys normally go about getting your content? Do you guys like have a, go through like a publicist list, or do you guys just like find stuff that you're super interested in and just pursue it?
Yeah, more or less. I'm trying to think how we got to your band name. I think I'm on a few different websites, and I think the forum that I was on was talking about, like, Warped Tour rumors, and I believe that's how I found your band. Like, it was a, you know, your band and, like, 500 other bands, and I would go through each and every one of them, find out the information, send an email, and you guys got back to us, so.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah, we were, because we've been getting, I always go through our fucking email every day, because, I mean, we try to, you know, like, we just got an email from some kid in fucking Russia, you know, and, like, you know, just, like, I just respond to shit, because, you know, just, I just feel like I'm obligated. Somebody reached out and wrote, you know, fucking respond to people.
Hell yeah.
And he was, like, just so blown away that some, you know, that a band would fucking respond back, and, like, that makes me feel good, but, like, we get the craziest fucking emails because our shit is just on our website. You know, you can just go to Get Dead. Like, you search us, our fucking email will pop up.
That's what I did.
And we're, like, playing the Punk Rock Holiday in Slovenia again this year, which is fucking awesome. Great fucking festival. It's on a river, 2 days, camp out, fucking just amazing, amazing fucking time. And they sold out, like, really fucking quick for the whole festival, and they put, if you want tickets to the fucking show, hit up your fucking favorite bands that are playing here, and then they, like, put the fucking email addresses out.
Oh shit.
So we're just getting fucking inundated with all these fucking emails right now, and it's like probably people that don't even listen to Get Dead, you know, it's just because they're all there, so why not just hit up every band, hopefully, you know.
God
and of course we fucking, I just like picked randomly a couple people. I was like, yeah, fuck it, you're on the list, dude. Thanks for reaching out. I hope you guys are Get Dead fans.
Wow, that is awesome. And I'm super jealous because I want that list.
Yeah, fuck, well, hey, if you can make it out to Slovenia for Punk Rock Holiday, bud, I'll put you on the list. Oh, you want the list?
Oh, I want the contact list, motherfucker.
Oh, the contact. Well, dude, go check out fucking, it might still be up, dude.
Really?
Check out the, Punk Rock Holiday 2017.
In Slovenia.
It's in Slovenia, yeah, and see if it's fucking up there.
All right, and I gotta trust like Google Translator, because I'll probably have no idea what the hell it's even talking about.
Oh, it's a huge, it's like a huge festival. They have like an English button and shit to like translate all through it. It's all like bands you'll fucking you'll recognize and shit. And also too, you know, like this is why I like meeting people like you fucking that are doing this. If you ever there's a band on you know, like Fat Records or something, or you know, if you ever need fucking help getting a hold of someone, you know, if you got my phone number, give me a call. I'll try to see what I can fucking do.
Oh, that'd be fucking nuts.
You know, it's all about just fucking helping people out. And, you know, maybe one day we're in fucking New Jersey, broken down, and we need a couch.
you got it. Done.
Sick.
Hell yeah. Done. At least a few beers.
The pinball arcade last time we were there.
Yeah, dude. Asbury Park is
so
ill.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as good as the one out in Vegas. Like, I really love that one. You've been to that one, right?
No, I haven't been to that one.
Oh, dude, it's like right off the strip. It's about like two blocks away. It's called the Pinball Hall of Fame, I want to say.
What?
Yeah.
I got to check that out.
It was like
check that out when we go.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. It's like three different rows of pinball machines. Like dating back, you could play stuff from like the 40s or 50s out there. Or you could play like the latest Metallica one. You know, they have everything in between, too.
Oh, dude, that's fucking rad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lived up in Portland for... I don't know, like 3 months, like years ago or something. I just couldn't take it because of the fucking rain. But there were shit like pinball gangs and shit out there.
Pinball gangs?
Like, yeah, well, not like, you know, they weren't fucking.
Oh, like groups and teams
battling
and stuff.
And shit in the street. But yeah.
I was,
but, like,
yeah, that'd be funny. Like 50s
you know,
greaser
like,
shit?
Pinball clubs and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And like they all had like sacks of like pinball sacks in their fucking pocket. I wasn't quite sure how they got them. I think they, like, broke the glass or something and
oh
took
my
them.
God.
I don't know, man.
That's
I'm
hardcore.
I'm still kind of iffy on how they got that shit. But, yeah, there's, like, I didn't know people were that into fucking pinball.
I didn't know that either. Shit.
Yeah, like, you said, like, yeah, Google that shit. Like, fucking pinball crews. Fucking Pacific Northwest. Like, there's no, like, they're not fucking around and shit. You're going to get beat up with a bag of fucking pinballs.
It's like going out to a Madball concert and being like, wait a second, what am I watching?
Yeah.
Open this place up. Press that start button. Fucking flip that flipper. Oh my God, man. But then again, there's groups for everything. I mean, there's Major League video game playing now.
Oh, there's college scholarships for that shit.
Dude.
Especially like out here in, you know, it's like it's huge out in Silicon Valley, but like they're straight Ivy League colleges that have the esports teams.
Yeah.
And like they like make attractive fucking packages to get like super good. I mean, what's that TV show Twitch? That TV channel?
I think it's like that web-based thing where people watch other people play video games or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like no, but it's like a channel on fucking DirecTV.
Is it really?
Like it's. Yeah, it's like they've got like hosted shit, and there's like fucking kids that are straight famous. That like my nephew is I think just turned 13.
Uh huh.
And him and his fucking homies like watch that shit.
Oh my god!
Like they come home from school and they fucking watch it, and they know these people's names, and they know these people's fucking like backstories. They're like celebrities to them and shit, and they're just playing fucking Halo.
My
and
god.
Like the craziest thing is that some of the main shit that people watch on there are like RPG games.
Yeah, like Call of Duty and like Battlefield and shit.
Yeah, which is like fucking like crazy to me because it's like, dude, it's not even like live action. Like you're just watching someone hit a button and watching like damage points go down.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jeez. I mean, I'm sure my fucking, you know, our grandparents looked at us when we played fucking Nintendo and we're like, what are these fucking nerds doing? You know, go outside and play.
Dude, if I got a college scholarship for being good at Sonic the Hedgehog 2, mother of God, I wouldn't have any student debt.
Oh. Yeah, it's that video game shit, some wild stuff, man. I just read an article, I think it was either Stanford or Harvard just did a study that said that that virginity rate of fucking kids is going up.
Well, gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, well, and they said because between the ages of like, you know, 16 and 25, the average American male now plays over like 35 hours of video games.
What?
And you're, you know, when, how old are you?
Me, I'm 28.
28. Okay. So I'm 34. Right. So we're about around the same age, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But like when we were younger and shit, like, you know, you had to find like a porno mag.
Oh yeah.
Shit.
Yep.
You know, like, and that was like, you know, like Gollum, he said, oh, my precious. Like, you know, you hid that shit.
Yeah, you go with your boys in the woods. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There was always some crazy shit in the woods, huh?
Yeah.
Like some weird, like, dirty panties and a porno mag.
Exactly.
Anyway. but these kids watch fucking, they say that because of the inundation of porno and stuff, that, like, their conception, especially males, their conception of fucking women now is, like, they're either super aggressive, like, you know, like, fucking, they just portray them as, like, super aggressive whores.
Yeah.
Or, like, fucking, like, super submissive and, like, so they're scared to talk to girls because they think that, like, this, that's how they are because they don't interact with human beings anymore.
Jesus,
you know?
Christ.
And they're saying that most kids now, they fucking, they use, like, FaceTime and fucking, you know, mobile-to-mobile, like, video chatting and shit as hanging out instead of going to people's houses.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
So it's super weird, like, transition that it's going through right now. But, like, kids, I guess, are just, like, not into getting laid, and they like playing fucking video games.
Well, I mean, why go through all of that when you know you have VR porn as a thing? You use a fleshlight.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you don't have to, like, you know, take the chance of, like, rejection or fucking getting shot down. But it builds your character and
your confidence.
Exactly. That's going to be our bass player is a school teacher, mm-hmm. Fucking high school English school teacher. And, you know, he's saying that, like, they don't have any critical fucking, like, the critical thinking skills on these kids is fucking, like, almost non-existent. You know, like, you think about when we were kids, like, all right, hey, meet me at the red curb at fucking 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're going to go skate, you know? Well, you would have to sit there. If it was fucking 4:45, you're still sitting there waiting for your friend, you know?
Exactly.
Because you could only call their house, and if they're not there, they got to be on their way. Now it's like you're constantly just, like, you know, 5 minutes before they're supposed to be there. Hey, man, where you at? Oh, I'm around the corner. Right when they're supposed to be there. Where the fuck are you? I'm right here in front of you. Like, you never have to, like, fucking figure it out in your head, you know?
Yeah.
Everything is just so go. So, and, like, not getting shot down and having everything so comfortable and convenient. It's going to be interesting to see what the next couple generations grow up to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be, like, implanted chips like they do for dogs. So everyone's going to know all your thoughts, all your feelings, where exactly you are. Yeah.
Fucking Black Mirror shit.
Yeah.
You seen that show Black Mirror?
I haven't. I heard it was great, though.
Oh, my God. Phenomenal. But, yeah, one of the episodes is, like, everybody, like, you get a, it's kind of like a credit rating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't get an apartment or a loan or stuff like that if, like, your review is down. So every time you see somebody, you're, like, super nice to their face, and everyone's got their phone in their hand. They're like, hey, Sally, how are you doing? Hey, Chris, how are you doing? They hit you with that 5-star, and you walk away, you hit them with the 5-star.
What's this super shit?
Average is like, yeah, but if you're, like, you know, if you're fucking 3.5, 4 stars, like, you can't get shit done in life.
Jesus.
Because, you know, that's fucking what's happening right now. It's crazy.
Mother of God. That's scary, and that's probably, what, 5 to 10 years away?
Yeah, I mean...
At least the starting point of it.
The VR shit and all that. I haven't even tried a fucking VR headset.
I haven't either. Like, the last one I tried was, like, Sega VR or Nintendo VR, like, back in the 90s, where it completely sucked. Like, you couldn't really turn your head.
Exactly. Like, I just haven't done it. And I know that it's probably just on some other wild shit. And, like, now being at, like, 34, I think I'm at the cusp of where I, you know, this is where, like, the old guy gets left behind in the dust, you know? Like, I'm like, ah, fuck it. Like, I'm not interested in it. I don't really care. Like, I still like going out and fucking skating instead of, like, jerking off where I can fucking move my head around in a virtual world. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, question for you. Are you guys on Snapchat at all, or know what a Snapchat is?
No. I know what Snapchat is. I'm not on Snapchat. Like, I'm on Instagram, and I used to have Facebook for a long time, and I just, like, I got rid of that shit, like, a year ago just because I'm fucking, when my mom got a Facebook and shit, and like, I was like, dude, fuck this. And everybody can just see your business, and I don't know. I think that there really needs to be a disconnect between, like, your personal life and...
Oh, absolutely.
And other, you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't, like, be trying to get a job, or, like, I shouldn't go paint somebody's house and then get my full name and then go... see that I was fucking blowing lines and drinking fucking whiskey on a Tuesday night.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I ask is, like, I'm still trying to figure this thing out where you have, like, 10 seconds to view a photo and then it's gone forever.
Yeah, well, they got...
it's like, what's the point?
Well, it's like the Instagram fucking Instagram video shit does that. You know, it's like, there was one of, like, the Burning Angel chicks that does, like, fucking porno and shit. She has, like, a profile on there.
Yeah.
She followed me. I followed her back, and she had, like, a... You know, she put a video on there of her, like, straight fucking her boyfriend because they just delete it. You know, you can't flag it. And it's only, you can only watch it once. But I think that's how, like, Snapchat, that's how it's supposed to work. Was, like, it started as just, like, a way to send fucking, like, nudes and, like, fucking
dick
and titty pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're not going to be able to save it. But then it, like, grew into this thing where people are fucking, they make stories about it and show their whole day within, like, 30 seconds. But
yeah, but why do we care?
People like to see inside other people's shit, I guess.
Clearly.
You can also set on Snapchat how long it's available as well.
So oh, like really? Okay.
Yeah, you can say, like, oh, it's you can only watch it once. Like, you can set shit on it so, like, if somebody takes this, it won't allow someone to take a screenshot of it. Like, there's all kinds of, like, fucking filters and weird shit that they do with it now.
Oh, but, all right.
Yeah, but that's just another fucking social media thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is like this another password I gotta fucking come up with and figure out.
Yeah, really.
Another notification on my phone, like fucking, I'm about like, you know, one text away at 4 a.m. from somebody to just getting a fucking beeper. I looked it up. You can get a straight beeper with like the call center where you can call the operator.
Yeah.
Tell her your message and it'll scroll across your beeper for fucking $12 a year.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and everybody's got a cell phone, so fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even need one. You'd be like, hey, man, let me use your phone real quick. I got a fucking page. Boom. Problem solved. Why didn't you call me back? Couldn't find a payphone, man. You know how it is.
Yeah, really. Or if anything, just go with a flip phone. Just go back to the Samsung flip phone, the Motorola's.
The three digit fucking get a jitterbug.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ, man. But yeah, this is one fuck of a conversation. I know you got some golfing to do and some drinking in whatever order.
Sir.
I don't know.
Yeah, oh, probably fucking before, after, before, during.
Yeah, why not?
The whole nine. I gotta probably get going too because we gotta get out there. Like I said, I'm a house parent. I gotta be at work at 5:30 in the morning tomorrow.
Oh Jesus Christ, man!
Every day.
Yeah, so let's get these plugs going. You got the tour coming up March 16th to 25th with the Bouncing Souls and Andrew Jackson Jihad or AJJ, whatever you want to go with it. It's a West Coast tour. If you're out in the California, Nevada, Portland, Boise area, if you're out there, go see them. They're fucking great. Facebook.com/GetDeadBand. You could go to their Bandcamp, which I believe is GetDeadMusic.bandcamp.com. Get their latest album, Honesty Lives Elsewhere. It's only $10,
yes.
People. Come on now. 12 songs, $10. You're saving money on this shit.
Awesome. And help us out. I promise it'll go towards beer or something super fun.
Yes. There we go. That's honesty.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. I'm away, man. Thank you so much for taking the time and fucking talking with us. And like I said, brother, if you ever need to get a hold of anyone or, you know, anyone at FAT or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, man.
Always try us. Give me a shout out, man. I'll see what I can do always.
Hell yeah. And right before I let you go, we usually play out a song to end the episode. Anyone come in mind? Any song?
Yeah. Why don't you, with all the talk about, why don't you throw up on Choke from Honesty Lives Elsewhere.
There we go. Done. All right.
Awesome. All right. You guys help. Have a good night, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Fuck yeah. See you later, man.
I got a problem with all the doubt that I've found surrounding them. The constant troubles and the pointless struggles in the ways that their minds spin. One day you'll wake up to find the life you've wasted a ghost. Haunting you, rattling the chains, screaming out in pain, all in.